Chapter 3. Shocker, life is stressful. All right, now that we got the basics covered, you know what it is, you know how to use it, and you're starting to understand the foundation and the science and the reason why this thing is so effective. In these next two chapters, you and I are going to dig into one of the ways that you have made other people a major problem in your life, and that's by allowing their behavior to stress you out. Now, luckily, the fastest and most effective way to start using the Let Them Theory is to learn how to rise above the countless tiny stressors that you're going to face every day. You and I are going to dig into the fact that other people can be really annoying, and they stress you out. And what you're about to learn, though, is something really cool. Other people's behavior and their attitude and their inconsiderate ways of moving through the world doesn't have to cause stress for you. In fact, it shouldn't. And using the Let Them Theory, you're going to learn how to rise above the countless tiny stressors that you face every single day. You know the ones I'm talking about, the never-ending notifications on your phone. Oh my gosh, the slow internet connections, the unexpected change in plans, the endless meetings at work, the inconsiderate behavior of other people, long lines, slow walkers, close talkers. These small annoyances may seem insignificant, but they're not. And look, I get it. People can be annoying, like really annoying. And you're right, you got a lot on your plate. Modern life sometimes feels like a death by a thousand cuts. It's just one thing after another. It's slowly draining your energy. It's stressing you out. It's not only easy to let everything get to you, it's dumb. You'll never reach the full potential of your life if you continue to allow stupid things or rude people to drain your life force energy. Your time and energy are your most valuable resources. Just stop and ask yourself, why do you have to let a long line at a coffee shop ruin your day? Why does traffic put you in a bad mood? Why do you need to get overwhelmed when someone interrupts you during an important task? Does the person talking loudly on their phone in public have to irritate you so much? Or why does a certain family member's unsolicited advice always feel like a personal attack? Why does someone else's slow pace in a busy walkway make you feel like a caged animal? It's unbelievable how the simplest things can just turn into these big stressors. I mean, just the other day, I went to my favorite garden center to pick up some plants. And while I was there, the cashier was moving so slowly. There were only two lanes open. There were like five people waiting in each. It's like, beep, beep, beep. And then pausing for some mindless small talk. Beep, beep. I started to feel myself getting agitated. I had a meeting to get back home to, but I had plenty of time. And you know what I want to do? I felt myself wanting to turn to the person behind me. You know that thing we all do where we get annoyed in the line, we turn to somebody, and shake our head, and we're like, can you believe this? But I didn't. I hesitated. And I said, let them. The effect was immediate. I softened. I felt lighter. I felt the tension disappear. Did it speed up the cashier? Nope. It did something better. It protected me from this habit of letting little things become big stressors in my day-to-day life. I mean, the extra 10 minutes that this line was going to take, it's not going to negatively impact the rest of my day. But allowing myself to get all agitated and annoyed and entitled about something that I can't control, now that would impact the rest of my day. Why get stressed about things beyond your control or that don't really matter? Why let something so small have such a large impact on you? When you let the world around you impact your emotional state and peace of mind, you become a prisoner to these external forces. That's why you feel out of control. That's why you're so exhausted, because you're letting trivial nonsense dictate your mood and drain your motivation and steal your focus. There's this famous quote about life from Greek Stoic philosopher Epictetus. It's not what happens to you, but how you react to it that matters. What does that mean exactly? It means that your personal power is in how you react. And what I'm excited about is I've got a lot of research to share with you. I've got an incredible expert from Harvard Medical School who's going to unpack this topic at a profound and extremely important way. Because one of the reasons why it's hard to manage your stress is that your reaction to what's happening around you, it's automatic. You don't even realize it before your body goes on edge. It's like you get so swept up in the emotion and the irritation that next thing you know, you're sending a text you regret, or you're saying something in the heat of the moment that you don't really mean, or you're taking your stress out on your family, or you're standing there in a really long line of people and the anger and the annoyance and frustration, it's just building and building, even though you wish it wouldn't. These are all examples of how stressful and irritating situations become a big problem. You can't control what's happening around you, but you can learn how to control your response to it. And nowhere is this more evident than at an airport. I mean, in fact, if you want to feel stressed, just go to one. From check-in to security lines to people losing their minds over weather delays, missing baggage, putting their feet on the seats, people crowding the gates before they even start the boarding process, tight connections, getting rerouted, all the overhead space taken up by the time you board. Thanks, guys. Long lines at the rental counter. The number of things that could stress you out at an airport, oh my God, it's endless. In fact, just hearing me list those things off, you probably started feeling stressed. But let's use this fact to our advantage. Let's use it as an example to help you understand what you can control and what you can't control. Because let's go back to one of the fundamental principles we're going to talk about throughout this entire time together. You can't control what other people think, do, or say. And anytime you try to, you will lose your power. You must focus on what you say, think, or do, because that's how you're going to remain in control, and that's how you're going to dial down the stress in your life. Because no matter what's happening on a plane or at the airport, you still have the power. Let me tell you a story. A few months ago, I was on a plane and the guy right behind me was coughing as if it was his last day on earth. You know that deep chest hack that is bound to get everyone around them sick? I didn't think anything of it for the first few minutes, but when it continued on, and then he started clearing his throat, and then he kept coughing, I started to get annoyed. I mean, I was flying to an event where I had to give a speech, and over the next couple of weeks, I was speaking at a number of big events. I could not afford to get sick and lose my voice. So I turned around to look through that little crack between the seats, and I saw him just open mouth coughing into the air as if no one else was on this plane. And I thought, is this guy going to get me sick? What a selfish and rude couple words I'm not going to say in this book. I can't get sick. So I considered my options. Being passive aggressive, not going to solve anything. And as much as I kept like huffing and puffing in my seat, have you ever done that? You know, and you like then turn around and glare at them between the cracks, hoping that that evil eye contact is somehow going to send a message. Well, he was either not picking up on my clues or more likely he didn't care. I considered, okay, I could flag over the flight attendant and start complaining, but the dude was sitting right behind me, so he'd hear me, which would feel really weird. So I decided to turn around like a mature adult and just ask him politely, "Sir, could you please cover your mouth when you're coughing?" There was an awkward pause. He nodded and then proceeded to cough openly for the rest of the plane ride. I know this because I kept turning around and looking through the crack between the seats. Obviously, you feel bad for the guy. It's not like he wants to be sick. I mean, when you have to cough, you have to cough. But in the heat of the moment, I was getting more and more annoyed at this dude. I was not only stressed out, but it was now ruining my mood and making it impossible for me to try to get some work done. Now, one of the experts that I interviewed while researching this book is Dr. Aditi Nerukar. She's a physician at Harvard Medical School. She's the best-selling author of The 5 Resets, Rewire Your Brain and Body for Less Stress and More Resilience. Dr. Aditi was the medical director at Harvard's Beth Israel Deaconess Hospital's Integrative Medicine Program, where she developed an enormous clinical practice in stress management using evidence-based integrative approaches to help her patients feel better. I reached out to Dr. Aditi because I wanted to understand, what is stress, what can we do about it, and how can the Let Them Theory help? Dr. Aditi was quick to say, look, stress is a much bigger problem in your life than you realize. See, according to Dr. Aditi, stress causes you to doubt yourself, to procrastinate, to burn out, doom scroll. It'll make you struggle with comparison. If you're having trouble focusing or feeling happy or taking care of yourself, Dr. Aditi says the reason is stress. Dr. Aditi also told me that these are some signs that you're chronically stressed. If your inner critic is louder than ever, if you're struggling with procrastination, if you're constantly tired, if you can't put your phone down, if you have trouble disconnecting from work, as a medical doctor, she's here to tell you it's all because of stress. And then Dr. Aditi went on to explain, stress isn't just a feeling. In fact, it's way bigger than just the tension that you feel in your body. Dr. Aditi wants you to know that stress is a physiological state in your brain. And this is a very important thing for you to understand, because what's happening when you get stressed is the stress is actively hijacking the proper functioning of your brain. And as a medical doctor, she went on to explain that normally, like when you're focused and you're calm and you're able to be present, normally your prefrontal cortex is in control. And this is the part of the brain that helps you run your day-to-day life. It helps you plan and organize and remember things, and it guides your decision-making. And to be the best version of yourself, you need to leverage this part of your brain. Now, here's the problem with stress. Dr. Aditi said that the second you and I feel stressed, whether it's from the guy coughing on the plane or the line that's taking too long or the test results that you're waiting on, your brain goes into this stress response and the prefrontal cortex that's so important is no longer in control, and neither are you. She explained to me that your stress response is located in a completely different part of your brain called the amygdala. And Dr. Aditi described the amygdala as this small almond-shaped structure that's deep in your brain. It's kind of located in the middle between your ears. And it's one of the oldest structures of the human brain. And many refer to it as our reptilian brain because it houses your stress response. If you've ever heard someone refer to the fight, flight, or freeze response, Dr. Aditi says, medically speaking, that's the exact same thing as saying your stress response. And what it means is that your amygdala is now in control. And when your amygdala is in control, it causes rash decision-making and more impulsive behaviors. And so let me unpack this a little bit more, because when she started to go, Mel, stress is about your brain and different modes of your brain being in control, I was like, whoa, I didn't know that. Dr. Aditi says when life is normal and you're feeling good, your prefrontal cortex, which is basically behind your forehead, that's what's driving most of your decisions. And it means that you can think logically through the pros and cons of a situation, and you can make well thought out decisions. In other words, you can choose how you're going to respond. But whenever something happens and you feel stressed, and it doesn't matter what it is, this is where you and I get in trouble. Because the response in our bodies and our brain, automatic. Car cuts in front of you, automatic. Long line and you feel tension, automatic. Someone says something dismissive, automatic. The guy coughing on the plane, automatic. The person who's not texting you back and now you're worried that they're mad at you, stress response, automatic. Your amygdala is now in charge. And here's the problem. Dr. Aditi says this part of your brain has one job: survival and self-preservation. When your brain and body kicks into that fight or flight stress response, you're only designed to stay in that state for really short periods of time. You and I are supposed to then reset back to normal functioning. And that means that your prefrontal cortex is back in control and you can now feel calm and confident again. So I naturally asked her, well, Dr. Aditi, what happens if your brain doesn't reset and you start to feel on edge all the time, or you feel stressed out all the time. And this is the real reason you're exhausted all the time. Because according to Dr. Aditi, based on the research, 7 out of 10 people are currently living in a chronic state of stress. I used to be one of them. When you live in a chronic state of stress, Dr. Aditi said, medically speaking, it means your body and brain is locked in a constant state of fight or flight. It means your stress response has flipped on and it hasn't turned off. And Dr. Aditi told me that when you're stressed, you not only feel like you're in survival mode, but from a neurological standpoint, your brain actually is in survival mode. And that means your goals, your dreams, your best self, your ability to be present and patient and non-reactive, your ability to be happier and more connected with the people that you love, it just goes right out the window. Which is why you and I have to solve this problem. And we also need to stop allowing other people and the stuff outside of us to create so much unnecessary stress inside of us. There's just too much at stake. You deserve to live a good life, but you'll never be able to if you stay stuck in survival mode. This was life-changing information for me, to understand that stress wasn't just this big feeling thing, but that there was something going on in my brain that I actually had control of and that I could change. Because the fact is, if you've got some really important project, like a book you're working on or a song you're trying to write or a room that you just want to clean out so you can have a home office, you're actually not going to do the project this weekend because you're going to procrastinate because your brain is locked in a state of chronic stress. I mean, it makes sense, right? You're not incapable. Your brain's stress response is on. That's all that's happening. And more importantly, you can do something about it. Like, you know you need to have more fun. You know you need to prioritize friendship. But have you noticed? You don't allow yourself to. Why? Because you can't disconnect from work. Because you're too tired, because you're always online. And you want to be more present and connected with your spouse, but you're never going to be if you're always in a state of fight or flight. And this isn't your fault. And that's what I love so much about what Dr. Aditi's research and what you can do with the Let Them theory is going to provide you. It's not your fault, but there are simple things that you can do to notice when your stress response is on and flip it off. And I want you to, because the life you've always wanted, it's right in front of you. But you will never reach for it if your inner critic is constantly telling you not to. And that's why chronic stress is a major problem, and it's time that you and I deal with it. So I asked Dr. Aditi, I'm like, got it, I'm in, tell me, how do we reset our brains back to normal functioning? And she said, the first step is super easy. You just have to understand what stress actually is so that you know that you have power in these situations and you also understand what you're dealing with from a medical perspective. For me, and I hope for you, it's so empowering to learn that stress is your body and your brain switching between two functions. Isn't it kind of cool to know that you can switch back to normal functioning and that it's not that hard to do? And you can use the Let Them theory to do it? And so we already got the first step covered, you and me. We understand what stress is, and we understand why it's important to reset it. Then Dr. Aditi said you can use the Let Them theory to reset your stress response. And just think about this like an on-off switch, right? It's a little lever you can switch off inside your brain whenever something happens that stresses you out. Just think about me in that slow line. Beep, beep, beep. As soon as I said, let them, I'm signaling to my brain that it's okay. This isn't worth stressing about. You're actually telling your amygdala to turn off, and you're resetting that stress response by detaching from the negative emotion you feel. And here's how you can do it step by step. The moment anything happens that starts to stress you out, just say, Let them. And put yourself in pause. And then you're going to say, let me. And take a breath. Let me take another breath. Slow your stress response. Calm your body and brain down. Take control and regain your power. And it would be easy to just dismiss this and be like, this seems pretty insignificant. But I promise you, this one change, it's going to turn you into a different person. Catching your stress response and saying, let them. And then saying, let me. It empowers you to choose what you say, think, and do instead of just allowing the emotion to hijack you. That means no more rage texts or snapping at your loved ones or wasting hours crafting one of those emails that you're then going to hit reply all on, complete waste of time, just stressed you out. The fact is, not every email warrants a response, and not every conversation needs your participation. And you do not always have to have the last word. In fact, remember, your silence can never be misquoted. What you're going to see when you start to use the let them theory in moments where you're stressed is that a lot of what used to set you off just isn't worth your time and energy. And the less you react to things around you by saying, let me, the more in control you feel. Dr. Aditi said that taking deep breaths is scientifically proven to help you lower your stress response. She explained that breathing in fully and feeling the air expand your belly, it stimulates the vagus nerve, which then sends a message directly to your brain that says, we can calm down now. And by saying, let me, and resetting your stress response, you're now back in control. And you get to choose how to intentionally respond. And on that note, let's go back to me on the plane, you know, with the guy who's coughing behind me, because I'm sitting there strapped to this seat and I'm getting more and more stressed. And now I can't focus on the work I need to get done. And I'm starting to feel like this caged animal sitting there in my seat. So it begs the question, how do you use the let them theory to get someone to stop coughing? You don't. You have to let them cough. I know. Hear me out. Yes, it was stressing me out. Yes, I thought he was rude for not covering his mouth. And yeah, I was worried about getting sick. But let's come back to control. What could I control in this situation? I couldn't control whether or not another person is coughing. I could only control how I respond to the coughing. And focusing on what you can't control, like this dude coughing with his mouth open, it just made me stressed out. But focusing on what you can control, now that makes you powerful. And that brings me to another important point. Who is responsible for me not getting sick? Me? Or this stranger on a plane? Me. I'm responsible for my health. It's not this guy's responsibility to stop coughing because I want him to. It's my responsibility to respond in a way that takes care of my needs. And look, I know what you're thinking. Well, shouldn't everyone cover their mouths? Shouldn't everybody wash their hands? Shouldn't everyone just follow basic guidelines of decency? Well, of course they should. But a lot of people don't. And my point is this. Trying to manage everyone else or turn yourself into like the decency police or getting into a situation and worrying about it that's beyond your control, that just causes you more stress. Sure, I could get mad. I could keep turning around. I could yell at the flight attendant. I could get frustrated and scream at the guy. But to what end? I mean, isn't there a more obvious and powerful solution right in front of my face? See, with the let them theory, I'm offering you a very pragmatic and strategic approach to life. Instead of getting enraged in my seat, I just let him cough. And then I said, let me. let me focus on the simple things I can do to protect myself. And I thought, I'm just going to cover my nose and my mouth with my scarf. And then I'm going to put my headphones on and I'm going to drown out the coughing. And that's what I did. And with the scarf over my nose and my mouth, I turned up my music and my headphones. Problem solved. Stress gone. Every time you say, let them, you acknowledge that you can't control this situation. And that means it's not worth it. When you say, let me, you're now following Dr. Aditi's advice, and you're focusing on what you can control, which is your response to these stressful and annoying situations. Dr. Aditi confirmed, the let them theory is like a sigh of relief for your stressed out brain. It helps you reclaim control over your anxious thoughts so that your brain and your body can finally get out of survival mode and back to thriving. Let me explain why this matters. If you allow yourself to get completely stressed out all the time in all kinds of situations, you're giving your power to other people. Now, in the past, I would have allowed this guy to stress me out. I would have gotten zero work done. I would have been exhausted by the time the plane landed. Then I would have called my poor husband to complain about this idiot who ruined my entire flight. I probably would have told the story over dinner that night with the clients who had hired me to speak at the event in the morning. I would have gone on and on and on about how infuriating this situation was for me, all of which would have left me feeling even more stressed out, more worked up, and even more drained. And I'm explaining this in detail because I want you to see what a problem this is. When you let other people's behavior stress you out, you surrender your power to things that are either beyond your control or that just don't matter. And often, it spirals into other areas of your life for hours, for weeks, and sometimes even years. If you want to achieve your goals, be more present, feel more confident, be happier, you must stop allowing other people to stress you out. Because in life, there will always be things you can control and things that you can't. There will be situations that are fair and situations that are not. You get to decide what stresses you out and for how long. What Dr. Aditi's research proves is that learning to protect your energy will improve your mood, your mindset, health, focus, and your ability to disconnect and unplug. I believe this is one of the reasons why so many people get the words let them tattooed on their body within days of learning about this theory. When you see the words let them tattooed on your arm, it serves as a reminder that your peace is worth protecting. There's just this certain kind of confidence that comes with knowing that other people, they can't disrupt your peace. And you're going to love feeling that way. It's so empowering. But let's take it up a notch. A stranger coughing on a plane, that's a pretty straightforward situation. Because eventually, you're going to get off the plane. You're going to move on with your life. So it's easy to use the let them theory then. But what about those situations when it's not clear what you should do or what the right response is? How do you use the let them theory when your stress is coming from a much bigger thing, like your job?